good afternoon. I'm glad to be back and absolutely looking forward to this playoff game. And I think that's most important. And I'm here to talk about Dallas and our preparation for that. So thank you.
What happened with
Rogers? Looking forward to playing against Dallas, sir.
What were your main points in the appeal that you made to the league?
Like I said, I'm ready to focus on Dallas and get ready for that game. So. Ready to get focused and play for Dallas.
The reason why they're able to focus up on Dallas is because the league was able to overturn on the suspension. So what was it in your argument to the league that you feel made them?
Yes, the suspension was overturned. I'm looking forward to playing against Dallas, and I think it's as simple as that.
What was the beginning of this week like for you? What was the beginning of the last 3 days of this week like for you?
Just preparing for Dallas and getting ready for them, as simple as that. Got to focus on what the task at hand is.
Were you surprised it didn't come that they did overturn it, though, just based on history or anything else, when you got the word that it was overturned?
I'm just pleased with the decision and glad I have the opportunity that I can go against Dallas and help my teammates win the game. And I think that's most important. Today's going to be a big week of practice, or a big day of practice, putting everything in and then obviously getting ready for the rest of the week. I don't really speculate about things like that. I think the thing I can only do right now is just focus on Dallas and understand what I need to do in my particular position, what I need to do as a defensive lineman, along with the other guys that I'm playing with, and get ready for the game.
You understand why you don't get the benefit of doubt from people and how you feel about your past transgressions?
Life is life, and so you take it as it is, and like I said, I'm getting ready for Dallas. Next question. Solid offensive line, a group of guys that under a great offense coordinator that I've obviously been around plenty of times and got a great scheme, great running back, solid quarterback that understands what he needs to do for that team to win. It's playing at a very, very high level, probably MVP level at this point in time from what I'm seeing. And, I mean, it's we got a tough task ahead of us, I have to say the least. I don't focus on things that nature. Those things will happen in the past or happen in the future, but I'm focused on what's here in the present, and that's going against Dallas.
Back to Josh's question. You deserve the benefit of talent in situations like this. I mean,
next question.
What was your reaction when the initial suspension came down?
Next question.
How many people trust you after a series of incidents like this, this team, whatever?
Next question.
As you focused on Dallas, what was your reaction when you heard that it was overturned?
Say that again?
As you focus on Dallas, what was your reaction when you were told that the suspension was overturned?
It gives me opportunity to get back in the building, get my workouts in, get back with my teammates, and focus on Dallas.
What made you want to go to New York?
Next question.
What is it about your style of play that seems to draw the attention that it does? Do you really feel like you play that different than any?
I don't think that's a question for me. I think that's a question for somebody else that evaluates and looks at my play. From that perspective, just going to go out there and play as hard and fast as I can, help my team win. It's an important game. At the end of the day, it's a playoff game. It's one of the biggest games of my career. And hopefully we can come out on the right end of that. And I think the best way to get that done is going out there today and practice and focus on what I need to take care of and do my job and help my teammates as much as possible in other areas and then go from there. Go ahead.
What is this offensive line compared to some of the others you've matched up against?
I think they've got some great individual talents, but as an offensive line, really as a whole group of guys in a defensive line, how I look at it, they just really worked well together. Being able to get off blocks and get up to the second level and postpone guys and kind of go from there. That's what I've been able to watch at this early stage.
Just a couple more questions, guys.
Did you intentionally step on Aaron Rodgers?
Next.
Just to be clear, did you?
Next question.
As you're returning the page and focusing on Dallas this week, was there a message that you had for the defensive line or the rest of the team or anything that you said to them this morning?
No, there wasn't any messages, just focusing on what we had, the task at hand, and just going about our normal day of business that we've always done. I think that's what one of Coach Caldwell's main messages was this, to us this morning in our team meeting, is just go about our business like we normally have, and where it's obviously gotten us in obviously a good light, and go from there.
Can you really not feel your feet?
Next question.
Because of the fine, you'll essentially play this game. Is this one instance where you don't mind paying to play a game because of the magnitude?
Next question.
Last question, guys. Anything about the Dallas game?
That's not what you do. What's it been like for you to not want a playoff game here in Detroit?
Say that again, excuse me.
What has it been like for you to never want a playoff game here in Detroit?
I've only had one opportunity, so, I don't like to lose. I'm a competitor at any level, whatever it has to do with. I always like winning. So, like I said, this is a very important game in my career, and I think anybody's particular situation, and they want to win a playoff game. I don't necessarily look at it like that. It's something that you obviously know in the back of your head, but not something that you're going to focus on. It's an important game.
What do I focus on?
The things that are going to help me get to that and win the game, because we obviously want to move further down on in the playoffs, and the ways for me, the things that I'm going to focus on are the little things, the details, the things that are going to help me win that game. Understanding my matchup, understanding how that offensive line is going to go against me, understand how I can help CJ and all the other guys around me, Ziggy and JJ and Devin and George and Tap, and so just going from there.
Last question, guys.
You keep saying next question. It's not us that wants to know. It's the fans. Do you have any message? What went down?
Next question.
What do you think about the league's policy to give players a clean slate after 32?
I haven't seen the policy, so I can't address that.
They sent you a letter saying that you were good to go, so you had seen it.
I have, but I haven't reviewed it like that, to nitty gritty and look at it like that. So focus on what.
For interviews after the game on Sunday, it was the biggest game of the year.
Why wasn't I available? Yeah. I was on the bus, getting ready to go back to Detroit and focus on what our next task at hand was, which is obviously
a playoff game.